You're listening to Microphone Check, hip-hop from NPR Music. This weekend, Kanye took over the conversation by dropping two new songs, one on the side of buildings and the other one on Saturday Night Live. After the dust settled on Monday, Ali Shaheed Muhammad and I sat down to talk about how we felt about what Kanye was saying, the new sounds he's working with, and what it all means for this summer in hip-hop.
My mama was raised in the era when clean water was only served to the fairer skin. Doing clothes, you would have thought I had help, but they wasn't satisfied unless I picked the cotton myself. You see, it's broken, erase them, that's that, don't touch anything in the stove. And it's written, erase them, that's that, come in, please buy more. What you want, a Bentley, fur coat, a diamond chain? All you blacks want all the same thing. Used to only be angry, now everybody playing. Spending anything on Alexander Wang, new slaves.
So where were you when Kanye took over the world?
I don't know where I was. Totally missed out. I had no idea that there was being worldwide broadcast of new slaves, new music, anything. But I hate to like kind of rob the glory for a moment. But just talking from a Tribe Called Quest perspective and the visions we had of doing great things, you know, going outside the box, similar to the Beatles performing on a rooftop. You know, that's what we did with Check the Rhyme, really wanting to just find a different way to have people relate and connect with the music and have a discussion about it. And he just took it to the next level with that. And he got everyone's attention. Where were you?
Yeah, I was not home either. I was not aware until after it had already happened. And I thought about going to the city to see some of it. But, you know, I don't know why. I felt like I wasn't sure who I wanted to be around while watching it. And I did stay up on Saturday to watch Saturday Night Live. And I was really happy I did that just to see it happen. Because also, you know, what was archived is not totally accurate. Like, they bleeped out a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, they bleeped out stuff.
That he did not.
Yeah. I was amazed. I was like, how's he getting away with that? I wasn't sure if it was conscious or just a few slipped through, because he would, you know, you can hear him kind of like censoring a couple, and then others just seem like, you know what, that might have been deliberate.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was exciting.
It was.
I'm just trying to really focus on the lyrics more than anything. I thought the imagery from the performance was beautiful. It kind of seemed like a continuation of what they were showing with Watch the Throne. But I'm just curious to know what's next, really. As he says, he wears his heart on his sleeve, so you know that he's unapologetic, and he definitely just puts the content out there. And he's always displayed the fact that there's a question of what's the purpose, what's the sense of life, you know, what we are raised on culturally, what our practices are, what our behavior is, why is it that way, you know, want to celebrate it, who, you know, then again, who cares? We don't care, we're just reckless, you know, we're just living. It's just all these different dynamics and these topics that he puts out there in a way that a lot of artists, writers aren't really doing it that way, so it's just interesting.
Yeah.
Because there's so much of his life that you think you know, but then there's so much more that you really don't know. So the music, lyrically, it's like, where are you going? You know, how does that really relate to you? Are you trying to really make a larger statement? Is it just something that sounds cool for the moment? It's a great line. I mean, there's so many questions.
Right, and that makes it, like, stickier, too, because it's nagging because he doesn't answer it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've been wondering what he expects us to do with this. Is it a push, or like, is it extra ominous because he is saying that he's as stuck as we are?
Yeah.
In the consumerism and the posturing and the acquisitioning, are we supposed to try and get him out, or is he going to get us out? It doesn't feel empty.
Not at all. There's so much. It reminds me of, like, the new Public Enemy, in a sense. Chuck was definitely more conscious of it and trying to, you know, wake people up, make you aware of what's going on, give you a sense of, I want to say courage to question, to look around, to stand together, whereas the latter generations are a bit more reckless, which is also, I think, can be a finer quality if it has something else guiding it, you know, towards, I don't want to say which way is right, but towards what you think is the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I'm just waiting for, you know, to hear more from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear the Public Enemy comparison in the volume of it to the grainier images.
It's grainy. Yeah.
And it's harsh, right?
Very. Yeah.
It's not soothing and it's not.
It's motivating, though. It is definitely get you hype, get you just, you want to march.
It's invigorating.
Invigorating.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Feel the same way. Should we play the next one?
Black Skinhead.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, let's get into it.
That was kind of a crazy thing watching SNL, was how at the end, you know, when the credits roll and everybody goes up on the stage and everybody's hugging each other.
And he's just kind of there, just no one's really saying anything.
Not touching him.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
That's the life. That's that thing that I think when you're such a statement and you're not what everyone wants you to be all the time. I think it's like anyone who has an opinion, they're really strong about just their view and their way of life, and it kind of like rubs people the wrong way. And it's not that you're trying to step on anyone's toes. You're just seeing and speaking. You're seeing life one way and speaking on it in a way that just people can't handle it. It's just like, oh, too much. So, yeah, that was interesting. I was watching that, too. And it's like, man, you know, I think maybe one or two people came up to him. And I also think of that as perception. You know, it's like you're partly responsible for the perception that people have of you, partly, you know.
I mean, it's like a little bit self-fulfilling.
No, you may just be intimidating.
Yeah, well, that was definitely the move this weekend.
And it may be, go ahead.
No, I was just thinking about, I met Tyler one time. I've been told before, like, he doesn't want to make eye contact with anybody. And I was like, oh, what if he hates me and he, like, says something about me on Twitter or whatever? But he did seem like a completely
human being.
Yeah, like, I should have just said, hey.
Hey, what's up? Like, that's the crazy thing. So it's like I kind of draw that to just the content of the song, especially in the last verse. And it's like, I'm going 500. And basically waiting for the crash. I'm just like, how messed up is life that's what it is? I mean, maybe not necessarily for him, but maybe from one point of view or perspective, it really is that you just got to go with it. I'm trying to just really understand what is he saying. Is it that you're really embracing it because you can't control it, or you got to go that hard just to get people out of your way, you know, the people who are really trying to knock you down, to defeat you or prevent you from just having peace.
To me, it's like this is the same song he's been making over and over and over again for what, 15 years? On All Falls Down, when he has that, come on, come on. Like, it's the same urgency and like loneliness too. He's talked about having a theme song, like on Power. He uses Malcolm as a, sometimes as a joke, but sometimes to align himself with somebody, like in Good Morning. I mean, it's just a continuation. And my fear with that is that he's been saying this to us since 04, and we're just, what, we're missing it? We're not listening? He has to get this in our face now?
You're right, maybe. The way I hear that song is like, man, didn't you see or hear the warning signs? You know, and that's just life. I'll have to put the Islamic kind of tone on it. It's the ayat that says it's the creator that puts places a veil on the hearts and over the eyes and ears of mankind. And it's only the creator that can remove it. And no matter how much as an outsider you try to intervene, you try to help, you try to say, hey, you know, maybe you want to see things from this perspective. If it's not in that person's heart or desire, they won't get the message. They won't see it. So I'm hearing this song and I'm just like, it's real simple. But it's easy for me to say that because my view on life is different. My life experience is different. I'm not in those circles, you know. He's saying, these are my surroundings. I'm aware of who I'm around. I'm around the wolves. I'm around everybody. But this is the way I got to move. It may be as a result of my surroundings, my environment. It may be just I really love that life. I love that life. There's something about it that's just, can't get it out of my bloodstream. So I got to go this hard. Mm-hmm. Or maybe I just have no other choices, no other alternatives. There are no other options. So it's a lot there. I really commend him being that vulnerable and that aware and that bold to make that kind of statement. And I really wish that other artists would dig deeper as he has. He's still talking about balling out, but just in a completely different way.
But it's like emotionally balling out too. But at the same time, I don't feel like he's telling us everything. I mean, it's still, to me, like the way he feels so different from people right now is that he is dead serious. I think that's one of the things that makes him basically unpopular. Like people will listen, people will buy, people will adulate, but he's not the most popular guy in school. He can't be.
Why you say that?
I mean, partly because of how he's treated at the end of SNL. Like, he's not embraced. People who say, like, they're Kanye fans, you know, people are going to ask you questions in a different way than people who say they're fans of somebody who is universally accepted as high quality and, like, does good work.
Yeah, I think they just don't get it.
Well, yeah.
But
so forget about them.
Yeah, basically. There were people who didn't get A Tribe Called Quest when we first came out. I don't know what changed and made us more palatable, but it's not always meant for everyone. And you have to accept that. Sometimes as an artist, you get motivated by the hatred because you're focusing on that so much and you just need something to give you a sense of purpose.
Okay.
You may not really consciously approach it that way, but that's ultimately what the focal point becomes, because I'm not going to be complacent for the success, for all the wonderful things, the blessings and all that. So it's like, no, it's not enough.
Right.
You
okay.
know, so it's, they're still not giving me my credit. You know, they're not loving me. All I'm doing is just presenting life in a way that maybe no one else is really presenting it. And I'm catching so much flack for it. So,
right.
Yeah, I can't wait for the, is it called Yeezus? What's it called?
According to Kim Kardashian, it's called Yeezus.
Yeah, I don't know. My personal feelings on that, and I'm not trying to be preachy, but sometimes you get what you ask for, and you're playing around with these things to make a statement, and it's only to make a statement, but then you're playing around with things that are greater than you. I think he'll be fine. He's very intelligent. I know he has a good support system, and he's rich enough to take a time out. Let me take a real time out, whereas other rappers, you kind of like, you know, you got to go back into the system. When he says,
the
like,
DEA
teamed up with CAA.
CCA.
CCA. What's CCA?
It's the Correction Corporation of America.
Oh, yeah. Boom. When you're making statements like that,
you might have to take a break.
Yeah, you might have to take a time out and be real smart about it, because obviously they don't want to see people like that making any kind of noise. They cut everyone down who's ever tried to speak like that. Every black person who took that leadership position, you know. So I think he's playing it smart, because he's not presenting himself as to be, at least up until this point, I never took him as trying to be this leader. If he titles his album Yeezus, and I'm like, he's going to need a lot more people that says, yeah, Yeezy, I'm with you, to prevent anything that has happened in the past from law enforcement, you know, taking people out for speaking the truth. I don't think that they would. I think they're just going to let him continue on. I don't think anyone's going to touch him. He's fine.
Okay.
That's my hope. Yeah. Pray for him. Can't wait for that album. He always crosses the genres and bridges things together, and masterfully has done so with these two songs. And that's just the introduction. You know, we don't know what's next.
You know what I was thinking about was how EDM has been so popular, making so much money. And while EDM has a lot of things going on, it does good things, it doesn't have any words.
Yeah.
And Kanye has words, and hip hop has words. And it made me feel really, really good about hip-hop, that it matters. It's big.
Yep.
It's loud. It is not dead.
Nope.
And that's what made me happy all weekend, you know?
Yeah. I felt the same way. Like, this is a huge statement.
Like, I was proud.
Yeah. It was a boost, you know, that booster shot that was so needed. That's why I feel he will be okay, you know, because whatever he's gone through up until this point, I think people are really ready to ride with him. I'm curious as to how the rest of the music industry is going to follow in suit. Usually when someone sets a benchmark, you have a whole bunch of people that attempt to follow it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just curious, from a creative level, from the wonderful music industry marketing meetings and promotions, and how is everyone going to try and chase and top it? Everybody got to come with their A game. Whoever's putting out music the rest of this year, the dumb music era is over. I applaud Kanye. Thank you, sir.